Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 4th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, a new report from Bloomberg highlights the ongoing exodus from Apple's artificial intelligence and Siri teams. The report says Apple has lost at least four more of its artificial intelligence researchers in recent weeks, in addition to a top Siri executive. Those researchers are headed to companies including Meta and Google DeepMind. In addition to those researchers, Stuart Bowers has also left Apple for Google DeepMind. Gurman describes Bowers as one of Apple's most senior executives working on Siri. His role last year was expanded, and he reported to Siri chief Mike Rockwell, who also reports to Craig Federighi. In addition to his time working on Siri, Bowers also worked on Apple's defunct self-driving car project. There's a bit of irony in Bowers and other Apple researchers leaving Apple for Google, where they will work on the Gemini models that Apple is using to build its next-generation version of Siri. So they're doing similar work, just at different companies. Apple's AI and Siri teams have gone through major reorganizations over the last year. Most notably, John Giannandrea stepped down from his role as the company's Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and AI Strategy in December. Giannandrea is staying on as an advisor until spring 2026 before ultimately retiring. Next up today, Apple Music Replay 2026 is now available, breaking down your top songs and artists of the year so far. As we've explained before, this year-round availability of Apple Music Replay is one of the biggest differences of Apple's recap feature compared to Spotify Wrapped. Apple Music Replay lets you monitor your top songs throughout the entire year, with in-depth breakdowns available on a monthly basis. So starting today, you can view stats like your total listening time, top songs, top artists, top albums, and more for the month of January. In addition to those monthly recaps, there's also an Apple Music Replay playlist now available for 2026. This tracks your top songs through the entire year, and it updates on a weekly basis. You can find your Apple Music Replay playlist and listening stats for 2026 in the Music app on iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Just head to the Home tab and scroll down to the bottom. However, if you don't yet see your Replay 2026 data, it's probably because you haven't met Apple's minimum listening requirements. So if you haven't listened to much music yet this year, you won't have a recap available just yet. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it turns what you're thinking into actionable tasks right away. Lists and Stuff are built like completable projects, so that trip you want to plan or the business you want to start can actually start to take form step by step. Download Stuff today for free at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. And to enjoy everything Stuff has to offer, get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff with code 9to5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do lists again. My thanks to Stuff for sponsoring the show. Next up today, Apple has announced a major upgrade for Xcode, support for agentic coding. Apple says that developers can now build apps with coding agents such as Anthropic's Claude agent and OpenAI's Codex directly inside Xcode. Apple explains that agents like Claude agent and Codex can now collaborate throughout the entire development lifecycle in Xcode. This includes searching documentation, analyzing file structures, and updating project settings. The agents can even verify work visually using Xcode previews, then iterate through multiple builds to fix problems. Developers can sign in with their respective accounts for those platforms or enter an API key. Apple is also making Xcode's capabilities available with Model Context Protocol, which is the industry's standard interface between AI systems and traditional platforms. This means that developers have the ability to integrate any compatible agent or tool with Xcode beyond Anthropic's Claude agent or OpenAI's Codex. Apple says, quote, "This connection combines the power of these agents with Xcode's native abilities to provide the best results when developing for Apple's platforms giving developers the flexibility to work with the model that best fits their project. End quote. The new features are available starting today with the Xcode 26.3 release candidate, and you can learn more at the link in the show notes. Running out today, in the future, Apple users should expect more paid upgrades and subscription bundles, just like what the company launched with Apple Creator Studio last month. Mark Gurman reports that Apple is looking at all areas of its software and services for further monetization opportunities. Obviously, the appeal of more subscription bundles depends on the particulars. For instance, Apple One has been very popular and seems relatively consumer-friendly by bundling together Apple's most popular services like Apple Music and Apple TV. Creator Studio, however, is a reasonable deal for hardcore users of Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro. It also, however, introduced exclusive paid features and upsell banners in Apple's previously free iWork suite of apps, including Pages, Keynote, and Numbers. The proliferation of AI certainly gives Apple some credible motivation to launch more paid features. For instance, the image and presentation generation capabilities powered by OpenAI in the new iWork apps. Similar to the continued expansion of advertising inside the App Store, though, there's a slippery slope when too much is too much. If all of Apple's apps become overrun with paid extras, the premium feel of the software and hardware is diminished. Gurman doesn't get into any other specific details about what exact apps Apple is looking at for monetization. In the past, there have been rumors of an Apple Health Plus AI service that would be paid. There are also rumors of an Apple Books subscription service that would let you get a certain number of audiobooks per month for a single price. But it's clear that Apple loves the subscription revenue and is looking for more ways to chase that high. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.